I was talking to this cat the other day. No, a real cat. You know, meow, that kind of cat? Yeah. I had a conversation with a cat about the Skid Row community and how he wanted to give me advice on surrounding the Skid Row nickel. I'm walking through Skid Row, minding my own business, and this cat calls me over. Meow. I thought I had flipped my weave. And the cat said, "Hey, sis, I want to have a word with you." And I said, who, me? And the cat said, "You see anybody else around?" Okay, so I walked over to the cat. And the cat said, "You know, sis, I see you out there struggling to survive, and I want to give you some advice." I'm like, "Oh, man, you sound like a giant cat to me. Like you know what you're talking about." And the cat said, "Well, I ain't the one homeless and living in a box."
Okay.
So then the cat ran on to say, "You know, when they first took us out of the jungle, we ended up homeless, living in boxes, out late at night going through trash cans looking for food. And we said, this ain't gonna work. We got to come up with a game plan. Something simple, something practical. And now, we live in the best houses, we eat all the best food, and we watch all the best TV programs. So, here's my advice to you. Be nice to people, and eventually, they're gonna be nice to you. Treat people right, and eventually they're gonna treat you right. And check this out. Try to have a positive attitude, because the only place you're gonna get with a negative attitude is where you're at right now, and that's nowhere. And remember this. You hardly ever see cats living on the street." And then the cat was gone. The cat was gone. But I remembered something that he had said. "You don't hardly ever see cats living on the street." And see, that's what I mean when I say the joke is on me. There's something wrong with a society that cares more about its animals than its fellow human beings.
And I hear you.